Council is called to order. Acceptance of the minutes of the meeting on February 25th.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number 2019-126, traffic street and pole lights, found on page one. Director?
Matthew Salitro, Department of Public Works, Director for the City of Warwick. We're asking for passage of request permission to increase PCR 157-18 sub A from $15,000 to $46,890.23 on the basis that we are required to pay a bill from an accident that occurred on Jefferson Boulevard, and we will be reimbursed and have currently been reimbursed by the Interlocal Trust.
And Matt, I believe you have in this report that the money has already been not only received, but it's been deposited, right?
Correct.
So we got the cash in the till.
We got the cash. We got it. That's it.
Okay. Sir?
No, I remember when this happened. This was a big, the accident was, what, in the middle of the night? And then, because that's a big entrance that goes into the apartment complex.
Right. At Weathersfield Condominiums, an SUV hit a pole, took off, and then with our luck, it actually fried the controllers, fried the span and messenger cables, and the control box. So it couldn't have been just a pole. So.
Yeah, it was quite the thing, and the DPW director was out there, and of course it was on the weekend. So, and it was a mess, but that is a busy part. So I'm glad it's getting fixed, and that the money is there. Thank you.
And it's also good that it happened fairly quickly too. Any questions? Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
2019-205B, found on page nine.
The department is asking for permission to add vendors to PCR 26-19, bid 2019-205B, original equipment manufacturer's parts for various vehicles for the Department of Public Works.
Matt, these vendors that you're requesting to add, these vendors did not bid previously, correct?
No, sir.
And they had an opportunity to bid, correct?
Correct.
They were all sent the same bid request as everyone else?
Correct.
They chose not to bid?
Correct.
I choose not to add them onto the docket.
Okay.
So if they cannot bid accordingly the way, in this case, you requested, the city did its due diligence. Matter of fact, this has been going on for quite some time now, and they chose not to bid, then I, for one, I'm speaking for myself, I choose not to just let them waltz in the back door and come on as a bidder. They didn't feel like doing the bid. They didn't want to do the bid. They didn't do the paperwork. They didn't want to do the paperwork. The other vendors did. So be it. There's other places where you can get those OEM parts other than those particular vendors. Correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Sir?
I just want to go on record as agreeing with your comments and continuing on the fact that I remember it was in early 2017 that this council and the department heads, we passed forward the bidding process where we opened it up, included the Secretary of State, we included the Small Business Administration. I know that you, Mr. Chairman, have reached out to numerous businesses trying to find out why they don't go ahead and bid. Departments have picked up on that and saw why they don't go bid on packages. As well as we've sent numerous packages back out for rebid to ensure, and I believe this is one of them, to ensure that businesses have the opportunity. So it is a two-way street in the sense of where when we're bending over backwards trying to make sure all businesses are allowed to participate, and if they choose not to participate, then that's just on them, and I would agree with you and I'll vote with you.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee, members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion. For so unfavorable action.
Make a motion for unfavorable action on
PCR?
PCR.
PCR 40-19.
Make a motion for unfavorable action on PCR 40-19.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. Before I call for the final vote, again, just let the message go out to the vendors that we know what we want. We put together the RFPs, and we expect you to bid accordingly to our requests. If you choose not to bid, then we choose not to have you come in on Easy Street. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
2019-247, cement concrete mixers, found on page 17.
The department is asking for a passage of bid number 2019-247, concrete, cement concrete mixes and controlled low-strength materials, CLSM, flowable fill, in the amount of $8,000. We'd like to award to the three bidders for the fact that if somebody's not available at one point, we could start with the lowest bidder and then move on to the second and then to the third in that order. This will be when you get a purchase order for, say, Rhode Island Ready Mix, we'll have the amount. We'll make sure that they're available as they are the lowest. That goes through our business office.
All right, Matt, you know that the sort of protocol that the committee has had over the past couple of years is not to look favorably on awarding a bid to three or four or more vendors, as was the practice with the previous administration.
Correct.
In this case, as we've had a couple of other opportunities to differ from that, it's because of the availability. If you're doing a particular project and you need cement and somebody doesn't have it, I'm okay with you have an alternate source. The thing I would point out is that Cotty is substantially higher than the low bidder and even higher than the middle bidder.
Mm-hmm.
So what I need to be sure of is that you have a policy in place and a procedure in place that if you need cement, first call goes to, in this case, Rhode Island Ready. Second call, if they don't have it, is Consolidated, and obviously last resort is Cotty. I need to be sure that you have a policy in place for that and that you have a procedure that whomever is doing this, be it the current person or a new person, is going to be required to follow.
Mm-hmm. So our procedure is as follows. If we're going to do a sidewalk, a patio, whatever we're going to do for the city and we require this material, we take the quantities, write up a purchase order, give it probably like 15 to 20% either way just for the rough grading. That purchase order then goes to our billing office. We start with Rhode Island Ready Mix and work our way down if they're not available. A lot of our projects can wait a day or so before we pour a footing, a foundation, or some sauna tubes or something. So I would say 90% of the time we would wait and go with the lowest bidder. If we can't for some reason, if it's an emergency and Rhode Island Ready Mix is working on a bridge deck or something and all their resources are tied up, then we'll go to the next lowest bidder and then so on until we get we achieve the results that we need.
And that'll be documented in the paperwork? Some ways?
Yeah, there'll be a PO at all times for anything that we do.
No, but what I'm saying is it'll be documented that, you know, a call went to Ready Mix, they couldn't do it, so you had to go to Consolidated.
Right. I wouldn't necessarily do the Ready Mix just because they're a low one, but if I had to go to Consolidated, I would. We'll put a note in
yeah.
there saying,
okay.
You know, Ready Mix was out, they couldn't meet our needs.
Okay.
So.
Any questions from members of the committee? Sir?
I agree with the chairman. I think, you know, for this particular case, having multiple options to go to is important to keep these projects on time and stuff like that. And I like that we have the procedure, though, that you still go through the list of lowest bidders and stuff like that. But there is going to be situations where, like you said, they might be on a big project and they don't have the materials for us. We don't want to be our projects delayed, so you have the options, and this gives you the options. So I think this is a good piece. So
great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, and need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2020-001, police and fire disability, found on page 22.
Good afternoon, Council.
Good evening.
Good evening. Jean Bouchard, Personnel Director. The bid I'm bringing before you is for the city's Police Fire Disability Administrator. It went out to bid. There was three bidders. The RFP contract calls for the to be awarded to the qualified responsible firm best satisfying overall requirements of the proposal. We find that Claim Strategy, which is the current vendor, is the lowest qualified vendor. This was reviewed by myself, the finance director, and the human resource supervisor. We had a committee, and we make the recommendation to award that bid to Claim Strategy for 3 years for a total of $57,000.
Jean, is there any reason why you're doing 3 years? I'm asking that because you're well aware of the fact that over the last several years, we have not been terribly supportive of, you know, extended contracts.
I understand, and certainly I present it as a three-year, but whichever amount, you know, of years that you award it for, I would appreciate whichever way you go. If it's a one-year, two-year, or three-year, the difference in price is $500 for the first year, the second year. The first year is actually the same cost as what we are paying now. I also would like to say that both the police department and the fire department, I checked with them, and I spoke with the colonel. He recommended Sue Boyer to make a recommendation, which you'll see in my recommendation, that she also is very satisfied. And I checked with the assistant chief as well, and same thing.
I know I read the position paper on this. One of the things that kept coming into my mind as a question. So we have, throughout varying industries, we have work-related injuries. And they happen in all industries, whether you're on the fire department, police department, you're a roofer, you're a chemist, whatever you are. So I noticed there was some heavy emphasis put on the particular vendor that you're looking to get approved. There was heavy emphasis put on their abilities to kind of rationalize, I guess, injuries that occur on police department and fire department. So tell me, what's the science that, you know, we're kind of insinuating, you know, has got to take place to be able to determine who's injured, who's not injured?
Well, you certainly want someone qualified with that is familiar with police and fire disabilities and Rhode Island state law for that, because it governs differently. It's different. It's on the same present of workers' comp, but it's not, because you have to have someone that works with the Board of Public Safety, works with the rules and regulations, also the collective bargaining agreements, and Rhode Island state law governs a lot of this. So you certainly want someone that's well addressed with those laws and regulations. Claim Strategy has a strong background of doing that. I think they've been in this field maybe for 30 years in the state of Rhode Island. Based on their experience with the city, and based on the review of them knowing the laws and the regulations, the vendor is required to do a lot of different things, working with the Board of Public Safety, reviewing opinions of independent physicians, the assist the city in the desk review audit, they assist the city in identifying rehabilitation situations. But it's still a specialized area compared to our regular workers' comp carrier. This since workers' comp only need to go by Rhode Island state laws, whatever the laws are on the books. Well, you've got different documents. You've got Rhode Island state law. I think it's 4519 of for the fire and police. You also have, like I said, the collective bargaining agreements, and you also have the City of Warwick's rules and regulations on disability. So That's a lot different than just a the workers' carrier that, like, every workers' comp carrier in the state of Rhode Island has one set of laws, huge set of laws for workers' comp. But fire and police disability have others. And I feel that that's a lot different than what we deal with. And not only that, the police and fire, personnel doesn't have a direct contact with the they do with the administrator, but police and fire information is housed differently. It's housed confidential, and it's only this advisor and the police and fire that actually see any of these records and their discussions with the Board of Public Safety. So it is quite different. Where the workers' comp come in and they talk with me, and we go over the claims. This actually happens in the headquarters of the police and fire department.
So you're saying that there is actually a different set of standards between a work-related injury for a police officer or a firefighter than there is from a municipal worker. There's a different set of standards.
There's a different processing. It's a different processing, and they have different things where which governs them. Whether I can't really be all that specific, but I know, like, their disabilities in the law, you know, respiratory might be something, cancer, and they have to go through those different things where you don't see that in the municipal or a private sector. Workers' comp is for an injury, and that's it. But there's more to it because you may be going for a disability pension. This is where they also have a lot of input. I know that the representative is here in the room today. If you had any specific questions, because I'm versed in it, but not as the administrator would be. So if you'd like to speak to them for any specific questions, I haven't answered.
Okay, well, if we get to that point, okay, we can do that. So you said workers' comp is for injury. Workers' comp is for all types of work-related injury. It could be, mm-hmm, it could be a cut, could be a broken bone, mm-hmm, it could be dust, it could be asbestosis, it could be all sorts of things. So it's not just for an injury. I just wanted to clarify.
No, and I kind of categorized it all in one, but I understand that, okay. Yes.
Another question I have is, and I think I maybe know what you're talking about, in this position paper it says, the City of Warwick's Board of Safety Rules and Regulations. What is that?
At one point in time, the City of Warwick put together a guidelines for disabilities, and that was attached to the RFP. I think I have a copy of it. Right, I do have a copy of that. That's you. It's a document that rules and regulations regarding disability pensions, and it was attached so that anyone bidding on it would know the details of that.
Well, my question is, what is the City of Warwick's Board of Safety Rules and Regulations? What is that board?
The Board of Public Safety.
Oh, so it's the Board of Public Safety.
Yes.
Okay, that's where I was confused.
I'm
you say the City of Warwick's Board of Safety Rules and Regulations.
Oh, okay.
So I never heard of such a board.
Yes, it is the Board of
Public
Safety.
Okay, so it's the Board of Public Safety. All right, so for the edification of the committee members, that's what it is, the Board of Public Safety. For what it's worth, I concur with your positions and their history with claim strategy and their experience. I still don't see it some great big magical science, but I do agree with your positions, particularly for an item we're talking about, $40, $50 difference. And we have a history of successful performance with a particular vendor. Questions from members of the committee, sir?
Good evening. I like how we, in the book here, it is laid out, you have the score, how you rated the companies that bid, that you put right out there for us to see and everybody else to see, how you ranked it, experience and capabilities, organization makeup, overall cost, and you have the total score that lays it all out. So it's not just the price, but there's other things that factored in. But, and I also really like how you spoke to or reached out and got back and heard from the people that actually utilize this every day, whereas they're taking it from the next step that, you know, we can tell from price and stuff like that and a score. But the fact that you spoke to the people that know, that work with this every day, and they're like, yes, we like this, this works and stuff like that, that information is great, because it's great to have, and it's very important to have, because sometimes, you know, the lowest bidder might be the lowest bidder, but the program's always crashing, or whatever the subject is, it's not always the best. So it's really great intel for us to get, to hear from the people that are working with this every day. So I
thank
appreciate you,
you
including that.
So before I move on to other questions, what's the feeling amongst my colleagues on the committee for the contract term? Are you good with three? Sir?
Do we get a discount if we do the three? Is that how it came to the three? Or
It was bid like that. It was bid, yes. It was bid first year, second year, and third year.
Okay. So everyone bid at the same one,
correct,
two, and three, so they have that. And the last time that we went out to bid on this?
Would have been 2 years ago.
2 years.
So 2 years.
That was a 3 year at that time?
It was. They bid 3 years, yes.
Councilman, any preference?
I'm fine with it. I was just looking at the difference between the three vendors that we're putting in, and I noticed one, it's interesting, one has no increase at all for the 3 years, one has a $500 increment, and then one has a $3,030 increment.
10%.
So I'm fine with the 3 years, Mr. Chairman, but I see no hassle since they're all going, they all went up every year, with the exception of the recommended. I'm game to reducing it, but I'm satisfied with the three.
Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, would one of you gentlemen make a motion?
I'll move for favorable action.
As is or with an amendment?
I was looking, as Councilman Howe had pointed out, you can see the different increases. And we are recommending claims strategy, mm-hmm, and it goes up about $500. You know, I think that's a pretty good increase to lock in. It's not a huge jump from year to year, and it's nice to know budgeting going forward. So I'm comfortable with 3 years if the chair. And
I don't have an objection. Give me a motion.
Seconded.
I'll move for favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Item number five, 2019-267, support and update on page 26.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Phil offers his apologies. He's not here this evening. He's actually at the Draper still, doing some work with our personnel on 1095 forms. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Now I know what you mean. At the Draper. Okay, go ahead.
At the Draper. Moving on, this is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid, to award the support and update licensing for Tyler Content Manager to Tyler Technologies as a sole source in the amount of $2,463.29. The invoice covers a period of March 2019 through June of 2019. All software support services contracts on the Munis Suite typically run from July 1st through June 30th. Because this product was purchased under a different schedule, the maintenance for it has been running from March 1st through February 28th. This short period invoice will bring in line with the remainder of the Munis suite, and therefore next fiscal year you will not see a one-off like this. Everything will come before you July 1st, actually much sooner, obviously.
So this is a housekeeping issue to kind of simplify the renewal process.
That is correct.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roy. All right, moving on. Again, I need approval of the minutes, February 25th.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
Motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. PCR 3919, resolution relative to abatements.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Finance Committee. Neil Dupuy, tax assessor. This month we have abatements in the amount of $94,541.48. I would like to point out that the lion's share of the abatements is due to a RIAC parcel. This is different from most of the RIAC parcels that we present. Normally those abatements are due to a purchase of the property throughout the year. And based on past practice, it's been abated from the time of the purchase through and including December 31st of the next tax year. In this case, what happened was that abatement did happen back in 2016. This parcel was purchased on September 30th of 2016, and an abatement was processed of the 2016 bill in front of this board at that time. What failed to happen prior to my administration, prior to the current administration that's in place, is they did not change the property from taxable to exempt at that time. So it generated a tax bill for the 2017 tax year, which it should not have. So this abatement that's in front of you is because of that mistake that happened at the time. Why it wasn't presented to you before, I can't speak to. I was not here. But this was known to the past administration, and it just didn't get put in front of you.
Well, Neil, you know, we'll certainly agree on the fact that the previous administration may have knew about it, and we didn't know about it. We're kind of getting accustomed to that type of thing lately. I am happy to hear that the mayor's office now has new policies and protocols in place to deal with it. But I find it particularly disturbing that here we are again talking about the airport corporation and their impact on this city. So because of their inability to increase their gate from 3 million passengers to 5 million passengers back in 2013, we were at the meetings. I know other colleagues on the council were at the meetings. And we heard all this hoopla about we're going to do all these magical things at the gate. Well, they didn't happen. And 3 years later, we're still sitting on 3 million passengers at the gate. And then all of a sudden, the airport corporation starts buying up property from car rental agencies. Well, I think it's a joke that something that is not part of the area where the planes land and take off should be tax exempt. But that's just me, just my feelings on this. So they purchase this additional properties that have nothing to do with, you know, landing a plane. And we end up losing another $92,000 in revenue, not to talk about the 3,000 homes or whatever it is that they confiscated up over the years. And then all of this wonderful items that we're recently finding out about different things that happen around the airport. So, yeah, I think this is particularly disturbing. And you know what? At some point in time, maybe between this city council and the General Assembly, maybe we can revisit on some of these issues, not just with the airport corporation, on some of these issues that are tax exempt. I think that's long overdue. And we tried to do that in the past with a couple of my colleagues on this council now, and we couldn't get it done because the previous administration wasn't so receptive to hearing it.
So certainly agree with you on that effort. I'd be happy to help out in any way I can. It is long overdue, and not that I don't have enough on my plate, but that's an important process that I think we need to tackle at some point.
We're also going to pass an ordinance that's going to authorize larger plates.
Thank you.
We're working on that. Don't you worry.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm actually
the size of this table.
I'm already oversized, but I do appreciate that.
Any other questions, sir?
Just to echo the chairman's comments on this, again, when I received our book and I saw that we have abatements this month of $94,000, and $92,000 of the $94,000 is to the airport. So once again, Councilman Howe and his entire council has put together legislation, you know, to work with the Airport Corporation to kind of let's try to make the city whole. We are a great host to the airport, and once again, $92,000 this week. That this parcel, I travel for work. I used to park in that parking lot and to pay at the airport. That was a private company that was paying taxes to the city of Warwick, and I had a lot of rewards that I can no longer cash in because they took it over. But and then here or there. But again, this is $92,000. Once again, the city of Warwick is a great neighbor to the airport, and we'd love for them to work with us to be just as good as a neighbor as we are to them. They can be to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for second. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 152-18, relative to abatements. Neil, are you speaking to that one as well? You got me going now, so you might as well stay right up there.
Didn't realize it was back-to-back like that. We would ask that you'd hold this House of Hope abatement resolution until the April 1st council meeting.
I think that's a very good suggestion. Any comments from members of the committee? From the council? From the public? Hearing none, need a motion.
Motion to hold April 1.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold at the request of the sponsor until April 1st.
Thank you.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. PCR 1219, 2019 Athletic Mocking Paint.
Matthew Salitro, Department of Public Works Director. We're asking for passage of this bid, number 2019-189, that was not presented to you 60 days before in advance. We had 8 bidders. The lowest bidder we want to have a 2-year bid for, which is Athletic Field Markings.
Matt, you also have, I believe, purchased those new...
Yes, we have. Sorry about that.
User-friendly cans of paint things, so we don't have to pay $30 a can more, right?
Right. So
thank you.
We ordered 6 new marking machines that can accommodate different size paint cans in case we do have different vendors that bid on them.
And for short money to purchase new markers, you saved the taxpayers a ton of money in paint.
Correct. Yeah, we're not relegated to just one size can, and you know we can feel free to choose who, you know, if we get a lower bid, we're all set.
At $30 a can more.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. Any questions from members of the council, our committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none. Need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. PCR 3519, resolution authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $6,185,000 in general obligation bond notes and other evidence of indebtedness.
Good evening, honorable councilmen and women.
Good evening, Madam Chair.
We come before you this evening to ask for $6,180,902,000. $6,180,902,000 from the November 28 voter fund that was approved for $40,000 bond. We are seeking these specific funds as part of a culmination of 5 years' worth of effort to address school building repairs and maintenance. Over the past five years, the school department has consolidated schools and returned these closed schools to the city for their potential civic use. We hired an independent counsel to assess all remaining school buildings. The company was SMMA, as you know, and they provided an assessment report which stated that the Warwick school buildings needed in excess of $238 million worth of repairs to get them into good condition. We provided access to the state of Rhode Island so that they may prepare their own independent assessment of our Warwick school buildings. Their company, Jacobs, provided an assessment stating that Warwick school buildings needed in excess of $190 million to address the current deficiencies. A building committee was established, which is chaired by Mr. Anthony Ferrucci and has 8 additional members, 4 of whom were nominated by the school department and 4 of whom were nominated by the mayor's office. We contracted with an architect to provide guidance and professional recommendations as needed to analyze and validate the 2 independent assessment reports, which led to a recommended 5-year capital projects plan that was ultimately adopted by the school committee. The 5-year capital plan led to a successful voter initiative as well as a state commitment to providing state funding for projects over a 5-year timeline. After securing a 75% voter approval, the school's $40 million bond referendum in November 2018, the school committee, by a 5-0 vote, adopted a list of projects to be undertaken over the 2019-2020 school year. Funding for this first year's project is what we are seeking tonight. We previously provided you with 2 critical documents. The first was released on November 21st, 2018. It is the school committee's detailed list of projects to be completed in the upcoming year and over the summer of 2019. We will replace 6 out of 13 schools' fire alarms that are in dire need. 3 out of the 11 schools that continue to need roof repairs will be repaired and or replaced. ADA issues and access will be addressed at 1 school while creating 2 elementary playgrounds that will be accessible to all children. To address student and staff safety, we will purchase the locks and hardware necessary to create a state-of-the-art building security system that is also compliant with ADA. Installation of these items will take place over 5 years. And lastly, we ask for this money to provide funding to design services for bid documents and for those projects anticipated to be undertaken in years 2 through 5. The second document that was provided to you is the signed memorandum of agreement between Warwick Public Schools and the State of Rhode Island Department of Education, known as RIDE, signifying that the state has agreed to reimburse the City of Warwick a percentage of approved products. Total RIDE approved projects, $45,214,944. All $6.1 million worth of projects being pursued this year are included in RIDE's approval. Our request to the city tonight, if funded, will mean the state will pay $2.4 million, whereas the city will need to pay $3.7 million. It is critical that we move forward with the release of requested funds this evening. The state has made the commitment to fund these projects over a five-year period. Failure to complete this work within that five-year period will result in the loss of the state funds for our city. Putting this evening's request into another context, in order to complete the $40 million worth of approved projects in 5 years, one would think that we would be seeking upwards of $8 million or more. This year, we seek only $6.1 million to start the process and to get the necessary architect and design planning funds necessary for our future year's success. Delaying the release of this year's request will have dramatic negative impact, not only this year, but on the entire capital plan over the four remaining years. Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Thornton, and the chairman of the building committee, Mr. Anthony Ferrucci, are here to answer any questions you may have. We thank you for your time and consideration, and we request the release of $6,180,902,000 out of the November 2018 voter-approved $40 million bond. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have some questions, before we start to discuss approval or not approval of the bond request that you're putting in here. So in the past year or two, how many schools have we closed?
In the past year or two?
Hmm.
I believe we've closed.
Council, in the past 3 years, we have closed.
Identify yourself for the record, please.
Philip Thornton, Superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
We started off by closing Veterans High School. But then we also closed Aldrich Junior High, Gorton Junior High. And this past year, we closed the three elementary schools, which were Wicks Elementary, John Brown Francis Elementary, and Holden Elementary.
Okay, so in the past year, you've closed three schools?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when did those closures actually take place?
Yes, summer of last year, as school ended, we closed the buildings and
okay, so
emptied them. And
in the summer, early fall, something like that.
Yeah, as memory serves, we turned over.
Speak on the mic.
As memory serves, we turned over the first school earlier than the second. I believe it was Wicks first. With a walkthrough first, and then also Holden thereafter. And as you know, Holden has since been reoccupied by the church.
Sure.
So they're in the school now.
And in closing those three schools about 8 months ago or so, how much money did you save in closing those three schools?
Yeah, not having numbers in front of me, in terms of first, the hard costs you're saving are janitorial and facility costs, electricity, heat. The students transfer to other schools. Obviously, there's no savings there. So I don't have the number in front of me, but I can get the exact number if you want that for the three schools.
Well, I need a number now to discuss what I'm going to do or mm-hmm. not do as far as this bond request that you're getting now.
Mm-hmm.
So call it hard cost, whatever you want to call it, I need to know how much money you saved in closing three schools. I recall that there was a lot of conversation over the years about the monies that the school department was going to save by closing schools.
Right.
I remember a conversation with the city council and the city that the monies that you saved in closing schools mm-hmm. would be able to be used by you folks to be able to take care of some of these programs that were short and right. et cetera, et cetera. Right. So I'm looking for, I don't need it to the penny, but I know as the superintendent mm-hmm. of schools, I'm sure you have knowledge of a number that you saved in closing right. those three schools yep. about 8 months ago.
I have knowledge of the first year closure. My first year in Warwick, we saved approximately $3 million, because that's the year we came to the council for with a level budget. So that was number. Mr. Frucci has numbers for this past year, and I apologize he's not here, but I don't have the number tonight.
So your finance person is not here tonight when you're requesting us to consider approval on a $6 million bond. Your finance person is not here for us to...
He is planned to be here, and I think something is awry, but he's planned to be here. I believe so. I've been calling. I believe something's awry, so I'm calling him.
Okay. So we're going to, Mr. President,
yes.
Do you have a problem holding this?
Until, bring it to the floor, you mean? Until Mr. Frucci arrives?
Or at the end of the other committee meetings? I would prefer to deal with this
yeah,
in committee.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I also want to have an opportunity to speak to the finance person that's going to be able to answer the questions that I have and speak to any questions anyone else has on a $6 million request.
No, and the other question I had, were there other questions that we could ask now while Mr. Frucci
sure.
reserved
so,
the other?
Yes, good point. So what you can do, Mr. Superintendent, if you could let Mr. Frucci know, I'm looking for the number, not when you first got here, I'm looking mm-hmm. for the number of the savings in the three schools you closed about 8 months ago.
Understood.
I'm looking to know where you spent that money, what you spent it on, what you did with it.
Understood.
And then once I get the answer to those things, then the other questions I think you probably be able to speak to and answer and commit to or not commit to once we get those. So we'll hold PCR 3519 till the, I'm sorry? Fine.
We're going to
okay.
Could we,
fine.
Could the rest of the members ask their questions now unrelated
sure.
to Mr. Frucci?
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any, sure.
Again, and I may have more questions when the finance director comes in here. You know, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for the finance okay. Person. I think.
Councilman Howe?
No, I'm going to wait for.
Any questions from anyone else? Yes, Councilman Ricks.
One question I had that won't have to wait for the finance director, a question I do have that would be best answered by the finance director would also be the costs that were added as a result of closing the schools. I understand that busing costs have increased, but that can wait for Director Frucci. Until then, my question would be in relation to the schedule of these various improvements and maintenance that are scheduled in relation to the $6.1 million. Would those improvements be started in the months of March or April? I'm not sure the precise timeline in terms of the bidding of the work and then when the work would actually be conducted, I assume primarily in the summer.
Exactly. Timing-wise, we first have to get approval for the fund release. We're out to bid. We get the vendors in. Most of the work is done over the summer. Depending on which project it is, roofs versus the locks, that's probably different timing for those things. But most of the work is done over the summer.
Thank you. And on that note, when it comes to putting out the bids, especially since this work would be done in the summer, starting in, I suppose, when in June, once the various schools are out. That's a little over 3 months away. What exactly does the bidding process look like in terms of the timeline?
Sure. Actually, we have a meeting tomorrow of the building committee at 7:30 a.m. It's already underway, if you will, in terms of putting out bid specs, qualifying companies. It's already underway, a meeting tomorrow at 7:30 for a part of that process, I believe, for the fire alarms.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Sir. Thank you. One of the issues that does not have relates to Mr. Ferrucci is, and we've talked about this in the past, is preventing what occurred in the past. So, for example, I know that the bonds were frozen by the previous administration. For how long were they frozen for? Six years?
2006, it was released at first, right?
So, in other words, it was voted on in 2006.
I believe so.
And I think the first release of those funds were some 7 or 8 years later.
That sounds right.
Okay. The second issue is as a result of, I sat on the committee and sponsored that bond in 2006. And we came up with a list, I believe that was a $26 million bond. We came up with a list of improvements that everybody agreed on. And council members and school committee members took part in those committee meetings. We came up with a list. That list wasn't followed. As you know, the station nightclub fire occurred. We had major fire code changes. Mm-hmm. And it's very frustrating because some of the issues that we're talking about on this new bond referendum are issues that were left over because the old bond referendum was frozen, and then the money had to be used to address other issues. I don't foresee, assuming approval by this council of the release of this money, that you'll do anything other than what's on your list.
That is correct. It has to be on the list.
And it's going to be relatively quick. Out, you have all this planned out in the short term. Mm-hmm. So my concern is, if you come to us next year at this time, what do we have as a check and balance to say, hey, we're on the same page as the school department? The school department and the school committee came here and they said they're going to spend it on X.
Sure.
And we're going to have that list in next year. It's going to be spent on X. Yeah. What documentation can you give us today to be part of that record, mm-hmm. to act as a check and balance a year from now? Because what I don't want to have happen is a telephone call saying the roof is still leaking at Tollgate when this council member put money in 2006 and spent a great deal of time coming up with the number that we needed, only to be frozen by the previous administration and then not implemented by other school committees and other school departments?
That's a good question. Actually, we have a website now on our website for this very thing. We can actually produce those documents as we go forward. When bids are awarded, it goes to the building committee, to the school committee. We can simply forward you all transactions, vendor approved, project started, project completed. It'll be on the website, but for your purposes, we can print everything and just give it to you each month we have it.
Yes, you
actually had that in November 21.
So there's no updates. That's
the approved from RIDE list, reimbursable by RIDE. We can't change it.
So, okay. So that's good news. And what's your time frame for this, all these additions and repairs completed? When will this $6.1 million be expended, and when will those improvements take place by?
Right. Actually, I think each project is time-dependent. I actually call on Mr. Gothberg for that one. He's here as far as you want timeline for the fire alarms, the roofs, the lock sets. He can give you that.
Steve Gothberg, Director of Capital and Construction Projects for Warwick School Department. What we have planned for is everything to be done this summer. As the superintendent said a few minutes ago, the school building committee will be looking at all the bid packages tomorrow morning, giving their approval or changes that need to be done. As soon as they are formally approved, they will go out to bid. So as soon as they go out to bid, everything is scheduled to start as soon as school ends, and projects will go forward this summer and should be completed by the end of summer for the 6.18.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, I was talking to our finance director earlier, and he does have some documentation that he brought, I think you had requested, regarding financial impacts and when they occur, and maybe at the break you could take a look at that for when Mr. Ferrucci arrives. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. President. Superintendent and school committee chair. So to continue with the council president's question, it was actually one of the things I was going to get to when Mr. Ferrucci got here, but that is also a great concern of mine as with respect to the history. So one of the things that I am going to look for a commitment from both yourself or the superintendent position, as well as the school committee chairperson, is a commitment and a guarantee to this honorable body that we will be kept up to date monthly on the scope of work, the spending, on budget, under budget, over budget, schedules of completion, etc. That's going to be something that is important to me, and I'm sure it's important to my colleagues that we receive that commitment right now and right here from the superintendent of schools as well as the school committee chair.
You have my word on that.
Madam Chair?
These tall people. I would be happy to do that and had already planned to. The other thing I wanted to say about closing three schools was that we actually didn't close three schools. We closed two schools, and we reapportioned one to house our Warwick Early Learning Childhood Center. So, of course, we took some of the savings to bring that building to code for those children, many of whom are very medically fragile, who we service in the district, which saves the district a great deal of money.
So we can expand on that once Mr. Ferrucci gets here, but thank you for that comment. Also, I want to speak to the final drawdown that the council president referenced a moment ago on that $25 or $26 million. I believe the final drawdown was... I believe it was in the fall of this previous year, correct?
I believe that's correct.
Okay. And that was somewhere in the vicinity of about $6 million, correct?
Once again, I have to wait for Mr. Ferrucci for the number.
Okay. We'll wait for Mr. Ferrucci. Any other questions?
Councilwoman Travis.
I'm sorry, Councilwoman Travis.
Yes. Dr. Thornton, I know you attended many of the PTOs and PTAs open houses with the plan showing with the spend, what you're going to be spending. So you already got a short-term goal that you're going to be using this money for, right? You know what roofs are going to be done. Mm-hmm. Now, after checking all the schools, do you anticipate any surprises or anything that you might, like when we had vets had the sewer problem that just popped out of nowhere?
Yeah. Anytime you open an old building, you may find something. If memory serves, we opened up the floor of Veterans Middle and found some asbestos we had to take care of. But our team is ready for that. We actually have money built into the project for that.
So you have built-in money already.
Finding the unknowns.
So basically, the plan you got now for this first bunch of money, you already got an idea what the roofs are going to be done. And so, because I've been to a lot of them, so I already read some of the stuff, the playgrounds and different things. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering, because I know we were all surprised when we got hit with, you know, the sewer at Vets.
Mm-hmm.
And then, there, like you said, I know there were other issues. And I'm getting complaints now about other schools that have got roof problems and stuff. And I know they're not on this agenda.
Yeah, we have 9 roofs total to be done over 5 years.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Superintendent, are you... and Mr. Gothberg, you spoke that the RFPs and the bids are going to be ready for tomorrow. So I'm curious because I bid stuff all the time. And I have people, companies, individuals, et cetera, call for bids on work they may or may not do. Mm-hmm. So why haven't you sent out these bid requests several months ago to get a jump on this? Why is it you're waiting until tomorrow?
They have to be, the bid packages have to be, include design documents, so they have to be designed. The design work's been going on since November, on and off. So you just, it's not something that you can just pull together overnight. You know, complete design packages for roofs that we also have to take to ride in a three stages. One is schematic design, second is design development, and third is construction design. And each meeting review has to be approved. So they do a portion of the design, then we go, and we sit before ride and there and have our review meeting, and it's either approved or disapproved, and then we move forward to the next stage.
Okay. That's pretty enlightening. So the reality is the process is not ready or has not been ready to move forward with any bids whatsoever, which have nothing to do with this city council, have nothing to do with any meeting that occurred or didn't occur with this city council, but had everything to do with your process, as you spoke, your process of going through designs, going to ride, et cetera, getting these various approvals. That had nothing to do with us, correct?
That does, actually. The reason that we wanted to come to you as soon as we could is because it's a question of getting the funds released from the city and getting the funds in our hands, which if we were to be approved tonight, if that happened, if memory serves, we would receive the money late summer, September time frame. And I could be wrong on that, but it's that range. So every month we delay, we get pushed out. So if a vendor's doing a roof starting in June, it's a challenge not getting the funding until the end of the summer. So that's the challenge.
Superintendent, we're talking two different things, with all due respect. You're talking about the challenge that you're dealing with as far as getting started. I'm talking about why you haven't gotten started. You can certainly go out for bids. You can get all the prices you want without having any approvals, because I do it all the time. I have customers come to me all the time for bids, and then we need to go to the lender or the bank or whatever, and we got to get financing.
Sure.
That doesn't preclude them from doing their due diligence to have the ducks in order to be able to go out for a bid. The point that I'm making here that seems as though your comments were somewhat in disagreement with is the fact that this city council had nothing to do with the fact that you folks have not gone out for bid to do the work that you need to do. Because of your process and because of your time constraints and because of RIDE's approval and review this and change that and so forth.
That's
correct?
Fair. That's
Thank
fair.
You. Okay, we're going to stand in recess. It is now 6:15. We're going to stand in recess and move on to the next committee. Need a motion to recess? Oh, Brian, I'm sorry.
No,
yes,
sorry. I just want to clarify. The final drawdown of the prior bond was about $4.4, $4.5 million, not six. I just want to clarify.
That's a very good clarification. So it was how much, Brian?
I'm pulling it up on my phone now, and the prior audit, but it was about $4.4, $4.5 million.
Oh, you can just pull it up on your phone right now?
Yeah, it's in the order.
You didn't need anyone else here to tell you that. I see. Okay. $4.1 million.
$4.4.
I'm sorry?
$4.4.
$4.4 million.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Need a motion for
motion
recess?
To recess.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.